Well, Dr. Wyhee, it's always fun to talk to you in fall time, especially as we observe our surroundings change so drastically. And over the past several years, we've had the chance to talk about, especially in particular, the colors of our trees and the leaves as they change. As we head into this season in particular, many people may have already noticed some color change. What are you anticipating based on the conditions we had this summer and as we stand here in late September?
Yeah, so going into the current time, Iowa is still experiencing very dry conditions across much of the state. The statistics I was just looking at suggested that about 80% of Iowa is dry compared to normal conditions. Some parts of Iowa, especially western Iowa, are severely dry. But even in our area in south and south central Iowa, we're significantly drier than normal. And I would expect that that is going to affect the fall colors. I'm predicting that we'll probably have a little bit earlier fall color of season and also possibly a little bit shorter. And so I would think that in our area, typical for us might be the middle of October, maybe a couple of weeks. Now I'm wondering if we might be the second week or even a little bit earlier in October and perhaps only a week and a half of really good color, maybe even a little bit less than that. And it is because of the stress. So the trees are under stress, and it wasn't just a little bit of a hot dry. It was for months we were having dry conditions across much of Iowa. And I would think that that's going to affect their processes going into the winter and their the dormancy getting ready for the changeover to winter.
Well, in years past, you've used the term with me, winterization of nature, so to speak, and trees are the most visual element of that. Remind our listeners how that mechanic works, especially for our trees and those that are typically common that they might see out at Lake Red Rock or even here in town.
Yeah, in our area, most of our trees are hardwood trees or broadleaf trees, the deciduous trees, oaks, hickories. In town, we have a lot of ashes and maples. And those trees are, of course, going to be losing their leaves over the next couple of months. But before they do, that process called abscission, which is basically cutting the leaf tissue and then it falling off the tree. Before that happens, the trees undergo a process building up dormancy. And that winterization, as we're thinking about it, essentially is the tree using processes that are going to recover the materials that make up the leaves. And so if you think of it as an investment strategy, the tree invested materials that it absorbed from the air or absorbed from the soil through the roots, and those materials were used to manufacture, to literally build those leaves. And now those are going to literally drop off the tree. And so the tree is attempting through these processes to recover the materials so that they can be stored in the trunk and limbs and roots that remain in the tree over winter, and then use those materials again to build the next year's leaves.
Well, and then the colors, I know you've told me before, there's kind of two distinct groups and how those colors form.
Right. And so most of us, we learned about fall color change. We learned about the idea that, well, the leaves that we see as green during most of the growing season actually have colors within them, and that as the green pigments, the chlorophylls, fade, it reveals those underlying colors, which are different kinds of pigments that capture different wavelengths or colors of light. And now we're just able to see them because the green is fading. And that was true what we learned, but what we've learned more recently is that there's a different category of those pigments which have a different coloration, and that those are actually produced during this season as the trees are getting ready for dormancy. And so they're ramping up and producing those colors, and that group of colors, which are the reds and the purples, the anthocyanins, those colors are being produced basically as a sunscreen, as a protectant that will preserve the leaf a little bit longer and keep the leaf intact while that recovery process of bringing the nutrients back into the tree is occurring. And so the yellows and the golds that we think of as being the really bright colors, those were there along with the green the whole time, and you couldn't see it because the green is so much more prominent. But then these anthocyanins, the reds and the purples, are being manufactured right now, and those are being put into place and use in that way.
Well, and you mentioned this year will be a shorter season because in part of the stress likely that we had occurred throughout the drought that we have and still have ongoing. What are the other factors that are kind of more in our face that we see, you know, maybe that would be occurring as the leaves are changing and as they're going this transformation, whether it be frost or wind or any kind of rain event? How do those usually have an impact on how the trees drop their leaves?
Yeah, and so all of those things you mentioned can be important in the fall color change. And of course, the different types of trees are going to react to those differently. But the basic idea is that the best fall color is a gradual cool down with relatively calm winds and with little or no rain. And if you have that nice gentle drop down towards the cooler temperatures and the frost coming on gently and so forth, that allows the tree to have the best recovery of its materials and also to keep those leaves on and keep the colors intact for us to see the best. If you get really warm weathers, that can actually inhibit that process. Or if you get a really sudden hard onset of cold, that can damage the leaves as well. And obviously wind can really knock down the leaves prematurely. Rain tends to dull the colors. And so if you get a lot of rainy weather, you just don't see the colors so well. When people ask me, well, how will I know if the fall colors are going to be good? I say, look at the weather forecast first, because if you see what the weather is going to be like coming up, you'll probably get an idea of how the trees are going to be responding to the conditions and whether or not you'll also have good light so that you'll be able to see the colors yourself.
Well, and one of the things that we talked about, I think it was a couple of years ago now, is not just the leaves, but there's a lot of overall in nature, a lot of processes, especially in a place like Iowa, where we have these distinct seasons that we prepare, or our nature and our ecosystem prepares for the cold. What are some of the other common things, or maybe not so common things, people could be looking for as they are looking for the leaves to kind of see other signs that fall is here and that winter is coming?
Yeah, people tend to think about the animals that are in the environment that we can see easily and think about what they're doing. And, you know, everybody has been noticing probably the squirrels, you know, various, you know, the fox squirrels or ground squirrels have been really, really busy. And you see all of those oak trees producing all those acorns, and then those small mammals doing all of that work, getting ready for the winter. That's sort of an obvious sign, and people like to make a note of that. And prognosticators will try to guess whether it's going to be a hard winter or whatever based on that. That's probably more folk wisdom than anything. But certainly the activity of the animals is telling you that they're getting ready for that process and for the season change. But the things that people can look for that are maybe less obvious would be to look at migration patterns. And so everybody probably it's done in most of our areas, but everybody probably saw the movement of monarchs and other butterflies. That was probably about a month ago. We had a peak of that, but it seemed like every time I looked up, there'd be, you know, 20 monarchs going overhead in my field of vision for a while there. And then, you know, we're in that season now where the birds are often migrating. So whether it's the small songbirds like warblers moving through, that's happening, or whether it's the waterfowl, you know, geese flying overhead, moving, you know, looking for those kinds of signs. And those will also be weather dependent. You know, the birds will be moving a lot more if it's more calm and if it's ahead of a storm front. They're moving out and getting in front of that storm front. But also people might want to look for the signs of things like amphibians and reptiles. Every once in a while, I'll get observant people asking me about what they're seeing moving in the ditches or across farm fields or across roads. And they're saying, you know, seeing a lot of, you know, frogs and toads about, or turtles. You know, I almost hit a turtle with my car. What's going on? Well, those animals are moving around as well. And their migratory patterns might not be the long distance stars like the birds that go thousands of miles, but those animals are moving around and getting ready, finding an appropriate spot where they can put down for the winter. And whether that means that they're going to be burrowing into a nice sandy, soft soil in a hillside, or whether they're going to be finding a wet spot that they can burrow down into the mud, Many of those animals are moving around now and they're making their preparations too. And it's fun to watch those and keep an eye on those.
And then I think I've asked you this before, but especially people like you have a lot of Central students who are on campus who may be new to the area or those who have been here for a while that might be looking for places. What are some of the best spots you think in our area to see the changing of the leaves and to really get a good visual of what fall looks like in Iowa?
We're blessed in Marion County with having some really great natural areas that we can see pretty easily. Of course, a nice drive around the lake. We've got all of those, state and county parks, Corps of Engineers land, and we'll have the nice colors reflected off the water too. So that's a lot of fun. We'll be getting some great views there. If you really want a spectacular view and you're willing to work a little bit, the Cordova Park has that tower, and you can see a long, long way. So if you see peak color around you, go up the tower and have a look, and it'll be amazing because, for several counties, you'll be able to see all of that color in front of you. If you're willing to drive a little bit, having a trip up to Northeast Iowa where they have a lot more of the maple trees with those really bright oranges and reds and so forth. If you're going to do that, you should probably do that sooner rather than later because generally the colors are earlier changeover in the northern part of Iowa and then a little bit later down here. So if you want to do a road trip for that, probably want to be doing that pretty soon up in northern Iowa. But there's some areas in Northeast Iowa, nice twisty turny roads and scenic vistas and all of that. And then down here around the lakes, and we have some state forests in this area as well that have beautiful colors.